This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport, powered by fans.
Back of the Nest preview show, sponsored by Pitch Sport. Available to download on the App Store and Google Play. PitchDMM.com.
Welcome one and all to the Back of the Nest Preview Podcast. I'm your host, Terence Ford, and it's time to build you up to our trip to the happy place, Turf Moor. And just like Pfizer, I've got a couple of pricks for you. Albert and Esquif.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get reward points delivered too. So the ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Yes, yes, yes. It's time for, well, I mean, it feels like it's been forever and it still feels like the game is an age away, but we're back normal time to preview it. And I've got Albert and Bert with me. Albert and Bert.
Mate.
Albert and Bert. And Esquif as well, just for good measure.
So good he's named me twice.
Yeah, you're like Watford's JJ Okocha.
I was going to go with Eric Jemba Jemba, but whatever.
How you doing, Albert, anyway?
Yeah, all right, mate. You?
Well, moonlighting on the review show recently.
Yeah, sorry, mate. Duty called. I had to step up and fill a void. Not for the first time.
Yeah, I heard you filled his nan's void, didn't you?
Stop it.
For anyone who hasn't listened to the review show, you'll have to go back and find out what I'm talking about there. And Esquif, I'm excited for this show mainly for you because there are a load of beauty stats that are just going to wreck your brain.
Yeah, I was wondering what was coming there. yeah, it's going to be really, really fun. Much like watching Burnley every week, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's going to be just like listening to Now 24. Right, before we start, let's do this.
What kind of beer do you like? Heineken! Fuck that shit! Pabst Blue Ribbon!
Yes, now, pre-show has taken about 45 minutes, so we've all been through a beer. Albert, you had something special, but your wife nicked it.
And my beer.
Whee!
I did have a Heineken, but yeah, it's like I say, the well's run dry, mate, because pre-show took such a long time.
Esquif, you've been having so many technical difficulties. I'm just assuming you've been through two glasses of water now.
I have a bottle of Bud. I'm doing
very nice.
Doing an Albert. I don't really want to say that, do I?
I've got a electric Boogaloo from Tiny Rebel. It's a passion fruit one. It says, I, Hazy Pal, nose, passion fruit, citrus, taste, passion fruit. And the only blurb on here, Albert, is we have one rule, never just make vanilla ice cream.
I bought a new bathroom cleaner this week that was passion fruit scented. That's fine. That works for that. In a beer, absolutely not.
I reckon you might like this. It's delicious. Very nice.
And what's wrong with vanilla ice cream, by the way?
Nothing's wrong with vanilla ice cream, I guess. Anyway, I've nearly finished that anyway, and then I'm going to be moving on to Skull Fresco by Beavertown. So you'll hear that open at some point. Right.
Beavertown?
Yeah. Yeah, well, what was it? Your wife's gone off with a bottle of Palm, so, you know.
I'm going to go off with a bottle of Palm later on.
Yeah, she might be taking her Palm to Beavertown right now, mate.
Oh, my God. That's for Hambo.
1-1. Right, Crystal Palace shared a tweet today saying, quoted a tweet about what's a random fact. And they shared that we're the only team to be relegated from the Premier League, finishing fourth from bottom back in 94-95. So this got us thinking about what other random facts do we have. Heskey, do you want to start us off?
Yeah, so the one that I know anyway, that I haven't nicked off someone else, is that I think we're the only club in Britain, maybe, but certainly in England, that doesn't have a vowel in the first five letters of a name. Quite boring, but it's a good one to kick off with.
Yep. C-R-Y-S-T before we get to one of those sweet vowels. Albert, I know you've got loads to hand. You did loads of prep for this.
I've got too many. Mate, we could be all night.
So go on then, we're all waiting.
We are the only team in the Football League that mentions a glass-like substance in the name of the team, which is the crystal part of our name.
he's reaching, isn't he? We are the only club named after a building.
Yeah, that as well. That was my next one. So thanks for treading on me there. That was
Arsenal. Well, Arsenal were, but then they moved and changed names, so doesn't count.
What about Newcastle?
They're named after the location. Where they are Newcastle geographically, it's called Newcastle. The place is called Newcastle.
Fine. I don't want to pick holes in your facts, so I'll let you have it.
Well, this isn't my fact. This is a fact. We were the first English team to win on Italian soil. It's a pretty good one. Back in the, what was it called? The Anglo-Italian Cup days. We went and beat Inter Milan at the San Siro, who was on a 23-game unbeaten streak. But this was technically a kind of friendly. Did I nick your other one?
I'm running out now.
Well, talk to us about Danny Butterfield's hat trick.
Danny Butterfield's hat trick was the only hat trick that Wayne Hennessy has ever conceded.
If only that was true.
Yeah, sure.
It might be, but probably not.
I'm putting money down. That's the only hat trick Wayne Hennessy's ever conceded.
From a Crystal Palace right back moonlighting as a striker?
No, from anyone. From anyone. That's the confidence I've got in Wayne Hennessy.
How many beers have you had?
Just one Heineken.
But it was the fact is, the random fact is, he never scored another goal after that hat trick. So he banged him three in, what was it, 11 minutes or something like that? 7 minutes? 6 minutes, 40-something seconds? Never scored again after it. But that he did achieve something that your hero never did, Hesketh.
Yeah, so he scored a hat trick where Clinton Morrison never scored a hat trick for Palace. Scored a lot of braces, but never got the hat trick over the line.
Crazy. That's it's mad to think, especially if you think of some of the players who have scored hat tricks for us. James Vaughan. I'm already struggling. I'm like, who scores hat tricks for us? Glenn Murray got a few, didn't he? But you would have expected him to score some hat tricks. Who other hat tricks are in there in recent years?
Because
Vaughan was his home debut, wasn't it? Balassi at Sunderland.
James Scowcroft.
Jamie Scowcroft. That was
Southampton 4-1.
Yeah, he scored that absolute stonker, didn't he? Or was that? No, he scored two stonkers. What was the one against Wolves? Did he score a volley? Who was the volley again? The volley was Southampton, wasn't it, in the hat-trick?
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Bolasie's our only Premier League hat-trick, isn't it? Oh, has anyone got one since?
No.
I don't think so. Don't score enough bloody goals to have three in one game, never mind three from one player.
Oh, talking about not scoring enough goals, Hesketh, we're going to get into that in a bit, don't worry. Right, that's enough of those facts, mainly because I didn't write any more down. New clobber in the club shop. Eskiff, what do you think of this? It's the iconic range.
I think it looks great. It's proper like 80s, 90s shell suit looking, but which some people might hear and be like, yeah, that sounds great, because the 90s shell suits were a thing of beauty, which I am part of that gang. But if you think it sounds shit, just Google it. It looks really good. And they've got a range for every kit. So there's like the red and blue tracksuit top. There's a white and blue one, I think, and then a one with black and blue. Out just in time for Christmas. So if I don't get one of those on Christmas Day, I know that my wife listens to this podcast, I'll be gutted.
Well, I donated refunded my money to the academy or whatever it was for last season ticket. So I'll get £20 off club shop voucher coming at some point. Am I imagining that?
Are we ever going to get that?
Well, apparently.
What do you get if they've still got your money? Because I really haven't sorted that out yet.
The refund from the 1920 season.
Yeah.
I think you might have missed the deadline and now it's just their money.
What?
I'm sure there was a deadline, and if you missed the deadline, then they would just donate it to one of the causes, I think.
Which cause?
Well, it will either be the academy or the foundation.
Fuck's sake. That's what I was going to do. That's what I've done anyway.
It's probably gone towards paying for Max Meyer's flat that overlooks the Thames.
Yeah.
Which part of the Thames?
He's not far from the Eye, is he?
Really?
Is that right? No, not. It's not the Eye. What's the landmark you always see when you post these pictures?
Canary Wharf.
Yeah, he's somewhere enough that it's a bloody expensive flat. Mm. I assume he owns it himself.
Lots of time to decorate it, I imagine, at the moment.
he's got a really nice bench in his kitchen.
Well, friend of the show, Joe Walker, was had the new plant today, and on Twitter he asked for his plant to be named, and I did see one response that said you should call it Max Meyer. Because you'll put it in the corner and forget about it, but really it should be the centrepiece. Which is pretty good.
I did like your suggestion of Leif Anderson, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, it's highbrow comedy, that was. But there you go. Albert, are you back to the clobber, have you seen it?
I had a little look, yeah. Then I saw the price and thought, maybe not. But now I know that I'm 100 quid in credit.
I think it might be an extra £5 in Triple XL as well, mate. So
wash your mouth out.
Right, now look, we're gonna get into the Burnley game now, because it's the perfect time to be playing them in terms of happy place Turf Moor trending on Twitter as a result of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Do either of you watch it? I mean, Hesketh, you watched trashy TV.
I watched trashy TV, but not quite as trashy as that. I just saw everyone making a meme out of it on Twitter and had no idea what was going on.
Who's the guy? I don't even know who the guy is.
I didn't even know what television show it was on until literally just now when you said it. So
we are finger on the pulse here.
I think he's like a radio DJ or something.
I think he's a Radio 1 DJ.
Okay. And he's a Burnley fan. And in moments of stress, he's saying to himself, go to your happy place, which is Turf Moor. Mm. It's been a pretty happy place for us, though, in recent seasons. Quite a few wins out, but we should be going there with some confidence.
Why'd you say that? Now you've done it.
Mate, it's going to get way worse. Let's try this one. Try this one on for size. They've only scored one goal in their last six games. They haven't scored at home this season in the league.
Bloody hell, really? That's not good.
Yeah. Did this happen that we went through this with Leeds in the last preview show about them not winning in London for God knows how many games or whatever. So not just, you know, maybe we're getting past these jinxes. But yeah, haven't scored at home all season, Hesketh. No goals for Barnes, Rodriguez, Vidra. None of them have got anything.
Saving them all up, aren't they?
For us specifically?
Yeah, I reckon. Ashley Barnes is he playing? Is he fit?
I don't know. Well, they've got big problems with their starting 11. It's barely ever been the same. They've got injuries, players coming in and out, so they can't get any consistency going on. So if he was last week, which I don't think he was, it doesn't necessarily mean he would be this week because they're really, really struggling there. But we were talking about this on earlier pods. The 2-0 win there last season was a fantastic performance, Hesketh, and there shouldn't be any reason why we should be going there and repeating that.
Yeah, well, I think we should be confident. Like you say, we've had a good record there. They're not doing great, and we had a good result against Leeds, albeit Leeds are a team that play very differently to Burnley. That being said, you know, last season when we played them after the return from lockdown, they sort of outpalaced us and beat us 1-0, didn't they, at Selhurst? So I don't think we should take too many things for granted. And you know that I'm going to be the one who's saying that we'll give them a goal and a win probably. But in terms of what Roy and the team think, yeah, they should be confident that, you know, we can get a result, because if we attack as well as we have been over the last few games, I think we'll cause some problems.
Well, we've got a friend in the referee, excuse the pun, and that's Kevin Friend. Albert, he's only awarded more penalties to Everton in his Premier League career. He's given us 7, he's given Everton 8, but he's reffed 4 more Everton games. So that could be one route for us to score some goals if all else isn't going well.
Listen, I'll take any goal. So yeah, do the business, Kevin Friend. Or a dubious offside for Batshuayi would be nice.
Yeah, well, it would be nice, but he's not going to get it favourably, is he? He's always offside.
I was going to say, but a dubious offside for him is he flukes staying onside and the goal counts.
Did you see his goal for Belgium? Who were they playing? Switzerland? Yeah, it was Switzerland. And it looks like for all of your life in the world he was offside, but there was just Switzerland had made a mistake and passed it out. And despite him standing free in the middle of the goal, it was he was onside. But yeah, I was immediately looking to the line. He immediately looked to the line as well. But there you go.
Well, that Swiss defence is full of holes in it, so he's bound to find space.
Very good. Very good stuff.
It's good. Oh, it's a bit cheesy, but anyway, the reason I was on penalties there, Albert, was Luca won't be taking it. A, because he's suspended, but he's picked up COVID as well.
How's your luck?
Went away to a European city and swiped right for COVID-19.
Oh dear. Do we know if it's bad Rona or is it good Rona?
I think it's the good one. No symptoms.
No symptoms. Well, it's kind of, you know, if you're going to get it when you're on a suspension. So it's funny because we have at the studio where I'm working at the moment, before you go to work, you have to fill out a little online questionnaire about, you know, how are you feeling? Have you been exposed to anybody? And the term we get is if you're not allowed on site, you do get a red card. So, you know, it sounds like Luke has done something similar. He's got himself a red card, contracted the illness. So, you know.
But if there's a red card, it would suggest there's a yellow card. What you got to do is to get
green.
One of those.
You're allowed in if you get green. Green or red.
What's a yellow card like? Shitting in the portaloo and not flushing?
Yeah, I mean, I've had a few of those in the past.
What's his name? Han Solo going in straight after you, just being like, who's left this in here? It'd be worse for Tom Cruise, I guess, because it'd be quite low down by the toilet seat.
Listen, when you're Tom Cruise, you have your own shitter.
Yeah, why would
a bit like me? Thank you very much.
Oh, you've got your own. You're big time now.
Yeah,
he's come a long way since Dream Team.
Well, no, I say I've got my own. There's only one in the office, so when I'm in there, it feels like it's my own.
Is it like a floor to ceiling toilet, or is there like gaps at your feet?
No, it's. I mean, it's terrible. It's literally open plan office, and then there's a door that is like the size of a cubicle, and then like the toilet is just right in the middle of the office. It's grim. Nowhere to hide.
What's the volume like?
I don't know. I've never tested it. I've trained the system to not require it at work. But when I get half a mile within the radius of my house, start twitching, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so talking about shit, yeah.
Talking about shitting away from home.
Yes, back to Burnley. What else have I got here? Okay, one more point. Posted an article today saying that... ask if we've only ever won the ninth game of the season in a top flight once.
Now that's my kind of stat.
Where was that in the facts?
it was against Oldham in 1992. It was the only time we've ever won on the ninth game of the season in the Premier League. Well, in the top flight, sorry. So well, history's against us. It's got nil-nil draw.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say I'll take it, but really we shouldn't be taking that, should we? Yeah, there you go. That's the team talk done. Just post one more point, tweet or article and say, listen, do you want to make history by winning the ninth game in the Premier League? now's the time, boys.
It is. It is the time. So thanks to Chris for that one. But I used to do stuff like that all the time in my for all the people remember my back in the day articles that I used to write, which actually got ruined. I'm outraged by this. It happened a while ago, but I've got Crystal Palace had all the season review videos taken down that were on YouTube. So my painstaking 3 years worth of work of building up a history of what happened on each day with videos aiding my writings, the videos are gone. Devastating times. All that hard work. Bastards, I know.
Think of your career.
Career? What, working as an analyst for a retailer?
Surely you were getting some sweet ad revenue off those articles.
No ads on my website, mate. I've never made any money out of anything I've ever done. Any money I did make went straight back to the club, and that's a fact.
No Patreon? Never did Patreon?
No, before my time, mate. Nah. Or after my time.
Before its time.
Before its time, yeah. Nah. Never ask for the monies. Don't need the monies. If you do, you do. If you don't, you don't. What else we got? Right, yeah, I talked earlier about no consistency in their starting 11, and this is particularly in the back four as well. Heskey, if you talked about that 1-0 win they came to Selhurst and got after lockdown at back end of last season, and that was Ben Mee who scored, and he's been struggling, not got any minutes at all. I think he's played one game. Watching the Brighton game, watching the 2 minutes and 50 seconds of the Brighton game that I did, what Burnley seemed to consistently be struggling with was the Brighton strikers getting in between their two centre-backs from balls sort of from mid-range, lofted over the top, and neither of them knew which one to go with him, and Brighton were just terrible in front of goal and missed good chances, and that's the only reason why the game finished 0-0. So Batshuayi, fresh off a couple of goals for his country, he's got to be looking to try and get back in, hasn't he? Or is
back
returning?
On.
Back on. But or Heskey's IU's return in the game against Leeds gonna keep his place?
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store.
And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Back of the Nest, sponsored by Pitch Sport. Fantime videos, choose your match day squad, post match ratings and much more. Available to download on the App Store and Google Play. PitchDMM.com.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what Roy does actually. Because I also think, I mean, it was a very small cameo, but Benteke came and looked pretty good as well, especially because we were tonking the ball quite high up the pitch from Guaita. I reckon he'll probably keep it as is. I think it would be strange to change it after winning 4-1. But, you know, normally we say Roy doesn't change a team. But then as soon as we spend 5-10 minutes on here talking about how he never changed the team, he then does. So if he plays Ayo, I wouldn't be surprised. But yeah, I reckon Michy might get another run.
Well, it's interesting to talk about the punting the ball up the field, which was an obvious tactic against Leeds particularly, because, you know, they want to win the ball high up the pitch and that's how they cause you problems. So we didn't give them the opportunity to do that. But it's sort of... after reading those stats about that, it kind of led me to look back at it. And it is something we've been doing this season, where it's kind of like lured our players in, so you got much more of them in the final, our final third of the pitch. So if you punt the ball long and you can get someone to win it and win the second ball, you can all of a sudden create a transition yourself really high up the pitch while they're struggling to get players back. And it certainly worked against Leeds on several occasions. And obviously having Jeff Schlupp in the team helps that, because he's good at winning the ball in the air. And Christian Benteke, just say, like late on in games as well, that could really help us if we're trying to hold on to Leeds as well. But Albert, the Leeds game, Eberechi Eze, you've already talked about it on the review show, but just a little bit of thoughts on his performance for our preview listeners.
That spoke for itself, really, didn't it? Just really nice to see a player get a foot on the ball and that's not Wilf Zaha for a change and try and make things happen. I thought, you know, Roy came out the last couple of weeks and said, you know, they're trying to work on his defensive game. And, you know, we spoke about it on the review shows. We said, you know, he wasn't sort of burdened with that responsibility, but that doesn't mean that he wasn't trying. There was definitely, in our sort of lockdown style of football, you can hear Ray Lewington barking at everyone, and he was certainly encouraging him to get back, and he was. But for me, it was the triangles that he was sort of part of or trying to create around the box in the Leeds half, and just really nice to see. And, you know, can breeze past the player with, I don't know, it's weird, he just sort of becomes invisible and just like goes past people. You know, it's not with, you know, electric pace like Zaha. It's so graceful to watch. And I mean that free kick, I could watch that on a loop over and over again, an absolute peach. So if he finds himself out of the team this weekend, I think he could feel very hard done by.
Real shame, yeah, as well, wouldn't it, that he scores that amazing free kick and it's his first goal for Palace and we're not there to celebrate it. I think it would have gone off if the fans were in the stadium for that goal, wouldn't they?
Well, I mean, I tweeted about this. It was just right at the end of the get towards the end of the game. Yeah, just imagine what it would have been like being at Selhurst. It would have been like a party. We was 4-1 up. There would have been loads of banter back and forth with Bamford because of the goal that was disallowed. Then he would have scored the one that he got, and he would have been giving it to the fans because of the abuse he would have got. But then, like 4-1, going into late stages, you can just see like 25,000 people singing "Bamford, what's the score?" or things along those lines. And it was a beautiful day as well, you know, nice sunny autumn day. It was one of the times that I've really, really, you know, it hurt me. Like, I was like, you know, I miss being here. But yeah, there you go. But Albert, it'd be hard done by if he's left out, but surely that performance has made him undroppable.
Yeah, I think so. And as we've already gone over, Luke is not an option, so that, that's not something that Roy has to consider. I don't know what I mean, but he'd be mad if he did consider it, in my opinion. We're going to a team that's struggling. We're going to a team that sort of digs their heels in defensively, and on like classic Burnley, they're obviously struggling at the moment. They're a hard team to break down, and players like Eze are the sort of player that, again, you look at the sort of triangles that he was trying to create, the little 1-2s that he's trying to get on the end of. That's exactly what we need. That's where we've really struggled. Not just recently, for quite a while now. So, hopefully he's on a bit of a run of form. He's going to hopefully grow and develop more. So I think we need to take full advantage of that and chuck him straight back in, because he's got talent.
And Hesketh is, he made the 4-4-2 tick. This must be what Roy is wanting from this 4-4-2. And I can't see Schlupp doing the same thing for him. He's Schlupp's more of your direct, go down the flank kind of winger, where coming inside and creating like overlaps and underlaps is kind of what you need Eze to be doing to make all of that front four work.
Yeah, absolutely. And he did work hard because, he did cover back. Obviously, it's not necessarily his natural game. And I know we sort of take the piss out of Roy saying he needs to learn it, but he covered when he could, and he did all right. But not only that, like Albert said, seeing him play triangles with players up front and allowing Wilf to have a lot more space to do his thing, and not got bogged down with being on the wing and having sort of two or three players trying to kick him. It's another option. It allows us to break as quickly as we need to. Like Albert said, he sort of looks like he's not really motoring past people, but in this sort of similar way to Gyro, where he's quite languid and he doesn't look like he's got blistering pace or the ability to sort of shoot past people. But then before you know it, there's three opposition players behind him and he's getting near the box. So I think he's exactly the sort of player that we've been crying out for, because he's creative, he's confident. So in itself, it's good for the team. But I think also to sort of augment the players around him and let them do stuff. And there was a really good article with Wilf in The Athletic, which came out, I think, yesterday. And it was sort of Wilf in his own words. And he was just saying that he feels like he's more instinctual now, sort of playing up front. He can just go for goal and be a bit more selfish rather than being on the wing and sort of being stuck with having to go past three players before you even are able to get a shot off. So I think, opening Wilf up in the way that he's been able to in the sort of few performances we've seen of Eze is great. And towards the end, when Leeds are tired and him and Wilf are both doing little flicks, I think that's going to cause a lot of problems for opposition. And the more the two of them play together, the better their relationship's going to be, I think. And hopefully, we see more of that in the next couple of games.
Yeah, absolutely. There was a video doing the rounds this week about Wilf and about how his games developed and how he's playing slightly differently this season. Did you watch that video?
No. I didn't actually.
Was that the TIFO one?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yes, I did. Don't take this the wrong way. I did watch it, but I was watching it in bed on my phone quite late at night, and I did fall asleep halfway through. It was very, very late.
I genuinely was going to be shocked there that, out of the two people I would have thought would have seen it, would have been me and Hesketh. And you're actually the one who's seen it, but now you've ruined it.
I love that video. It's the first video I've ever seen that they've done about anything remotely Crystal Palace. I really like that stuff. So,
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's just brush over that, and I'll watch it after. But it's been a lot of focus on Wilf this week, and he's obviously just growing attention on Wilf because of the goals he's scoring this season, the assists he's getting. His numbers are starting to look good, and could it finally be he'll finally get his move away at some point at the end of this season and get his Champions League football? Or Heskey, if it could be with us, right?
He's going to get Champions League football with Palace.
Yeah, well,
and we won't be in the stadium to see it.
Yeah, that would be true, wouldn't it? I mean,
not when they owe me 100 quid.
Well, you know, I mean, we're five points off the top. We're 3 points off of six, off of fourth. Sorry, so you know, why not?
We've been here before.
We've been here before. We, as soon as we start talking about anything positive, we won't win for six games or whatever. But you know, our run of games coming up is favourable. If you're going into this, we don't play anyone really till the 12th of December. So Burnley, Newcastle, West Brom. If we found a way to get victories in all those games, we're going to be coming. We'll be in the top four come Christmas or approaching Christmas. Which is pretty mental. Gets a little bit tougher after that. Tottenham, West Ham, Liverpool, and the mighty Aston Village. I'm sure everyone's seen that video of the Ghanaian guy reading out the Premier League scores and the Serie A scores and Bundesliga scores. Have we seen this?
I've only seen the Premier League ones. I've not seen the Serie A.
Yeah, if you go further down in the threads, you can find it. It just continues. But apparently he's like an absolute legend in Ghana, and it's all a bit of a joke as well. But they do the, when there's people in it assuring us that when the it's serious news, they do the news properly, but they like to have a laugh sometimes. So, but yeah, excellent video. If you haven't done that, seek it out. He calls Aston Villa, Aston Village, amongst many other things.
Can't repeat what he calls Brighton.
I'm not even sure they were on there, were they? Unfortunately. But it's just it, when he gets the Wolverhampton Wanderers and you hear him just actually, like, you know, exclaim before he has to say it. He's just like clearly, like, fuck, what the fuck does that say? What does that say? And he just like, Wolverhampton. It's great. Right, predictions is all we got left. So, Heskey, if you can go and give me a 0-0, I reckon.
We ain't keeping a clean sheet, mate. I'll go 1-0.
And Albert, what about you?
2-0 to Crystal Palace.
Oh, okay. Well, I've got 1 or 3-0 then. I'll go 1-0 Palace, which I absolutely will take. But, you know, Burnley time and time again have proved under Sean Dyche that you can't really write them off. They had a similar sort of start to this the year they made Europe and really struggled for the opening parts, and he always finds something within his formula to make it work, and hopefully it won't be against us on Monday. Hopefully it will take a little time for him to get going somewhere further down the line, and that will be found by me. But yeah, I think despite where their position is in the league, it's still going to be a difficult game. But hopefully we can find a way to win it. Right, that's it. Next week, it's a short week because we play again on Friday against Newcastle at Selhurst. Any feelings about this? The fact that we've been moved to TV on the Monday and then the Friday, put in the short gap, you know, Heskey, if Ole Gunnar Solskjaer kicked off about this recently, saying they're setting Man United up to fail.
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and his 25-man squad of internationals. Yeah, my heart bleeds.
Yeah, oh no, I might have to give Pogba some minutes kind of scenario. Yeah, but I mean, do you remember the time we played on the Wednesday and the Friday? Went to Old Trafford on the Wednesday and then has played Derby at home on the Friday.
I do remember that. I do.
And we went to extra time at Old Trafford and still got a draw against Derby, didn't we?
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it's not great, but at least we've now, even with injuries, got some options, haven't we? You know, if you say Michy plays one game and Jordan plays the other, that's not too bad a swap. So hopefully we can sort of deal with it without too much problem.
But Albert, I mean, they're finely tuned athletic machines, aren't they? You'd know a lot about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, yeah. Absolutely stunned me there. I think, like, you know, in all seriousness, I think we do for the first time. Obviously, we can't change a full 11, and listen, there's no team in the Premier League that would do that. But yeah, we do have options. You know, like you say, Max Meyer's got to be somewhat fresh, and Benteke, and you know, is McCarthy still fit, isn't he? And I think, and we've got, you know, we've got options. You've got options at the back, we've got a selection of fullbacks available. Our centre half options are always relatively healthy. So, you know, obviously we always want to put a best 11 out and keep any sort of consistency in the team, especially if we beat Burnley. But, you know, it's not... just don't give Wayne Hennessy a game.
Well, he's injured anyway now, isn't he? I think we've seen him play for the last time for Palace, to be honest. Unless he gets some sort of sentimental last game of the season appearance, I can't really see him.
Paul the Muscle painting Max Meyer's ceiling.
Jesus. I'm not sure they're the best of friends, to be honest, but who knows?
But
who knows?
He can reach that high.
I was going to say, he didn't need a ladder.
Yeah.
Arm straight up.
Yeah. Wayne, where's the brush? Dropped it.
It's on the floor. Right, anyway, what we got? We got the guys will be with the review show on Sunday. Albert, I assume you're not joining that one.
Nah,
too trying much.
Trying it. Felt dirty.
Well, it was dirty. 3 minutes in and you brought the tone of it all down. I mean, is DR going to be back? He should be back gloating about mouthwash, to be honest. Did you read this story that mouthwash has been proven to kill COVID within seconds?
According to people with financial investments in, let me check. Oh, mouthwash, probably.
Yeah, Mr. Listerine said. but yeah, for any listeners, long timers will remember at the beginning of lockdown, what was the DR saying? He only drinks bottled water. He doesn't drink water out of the tap because one day someone could poison it and he doesn't want to die. So he only drinks bottled water. But in lockdown and there was being shortages of bottled water, he said, don't worry, I've got a bottle of mouthwash.
Because there's no other drinks available in bottles.
But I mean, he's had the last laugh. That's why he hasn't caught COVID all along. He's immune from having lungs full of cool blue flavored Listerine mouthwash. Mm. But, there you go. But anyway, the review team will be back on Sunday. No, they won't. It won't be Sunday. What am I saying? The game's Monday. God knows what's happening. It's probably going to end up with us reviewing it, isn't it?
Oh, the old review preview double bill.
So you will be on the review show, Albert. Look at that. Two in a row. We'll try and get Hambo, Keto Hambo on to give us an update on how he's just still eating bacon fat or whatever. But look, anyway, we'll be back next Thursday in your ears, where we'll likely be reviewing this game, the Burnley game, and previewing the visit of Newcastle to Selhurst Park. Until next week, up the Palace.
Papa's got a brand new pig bag.
I bought that in cassette, you know.
Fucking right. Do you remember the concept of the video? Can you remember the video?
Wasn't it like a mad fucking psychedelic,
yes,
3D computer generated shit?
Yes.
And there was like skeletons and trumpets or something. Is that right?
The word I was looking for was skeletons.
I remember.
And in my head.
When that came out, it must have been like 93, 94 time. Because I'm pretty sure I got a Saturday detention at school. And that was big in the charts. I'm pretty sure.
Before I Google it, I'm going to say skeletons, correct. In my head, they were riding on like flying bullets or something.
I'm sure that when the chorus hit in and the video, there was like a computer-generated trumpet.
Yeah, surely. Papa's got a brand new pig bag. I'm sure that's what it was called. Brackets Reach Up.
Yeah.
And I reckon it was on Now. I'm going to go Now 24.
I mean, that's a big shout if it's right.
Do you reckon it's on Now 24?
I reckon it's on Now 24.
I'm doing it. Yeah. Now 24, I'm good listening.
I'm good at this.
What was the song called?
Papa's got a brand new pig bag.
Brackets, nah, reach up, or reach up, brackets, Papa's got a brand new pig bag.
No, it's not on Now 24. That would have been I would have just been gobsmacked if you got that right.
It's on, it's on Now 30, apparently.
Oh, I've gone in way too early.
Alongside, let me just check it is on this.
All right, hang on. If you can give me a song that's on Now 24, okay. I'll let you off.
So would you say that's on Now 30?
Yeah.
And this was back in the day when Nows were maybe two a year.
Oh, hang on a second. This can't be right. Oh, this is the American. I'm looking at the American series.
Whoa, that's
what I was like. This is nonsense.
Stop the count.
Now, oh, right, here we go. Now, that's what I call 24 UK version. What? Spotify?
Yeah, you can listen to them all as playlists on Spotify. I've been looking for them.
Yeah, so I think you're definitely a bit early. Oh, there's way more songs on this as well. But, it's not on 24.
I mean, the one I'm looking at is 30, and it is alongside some absolute fucking rages.
I mean, 24 has got some buttes on it.
So hang on, 24. I reckon 24 is going to have... I'm trying to think. My first one was 20, and that definitely had Snap, Rhythm is a Dancer on it. So what's that, 92?
Yeah,
91.
Probably.
91. So working off that, Now 24's got to be 93, 94. So I reckon now 24's definitely got. I reckon it's got Shaggy, "Oh Carolina" on it.
Yeah, it has.
Ding 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 ding.
Yeah.
It's got some bangers. Informer by Snow.
So Eni Kamosi, "Here Come the Hot Stepper."
No.
Taipei Sign. No,
it does have Stereo MCs on it.
Ah, oh, what connected?
You step it up.
Ah, oh.
It's got Mr. Loverman, Shabba Ranks.
Ah, Shabba.
Mr. Loverman. Oh, Show Me Love's on it as well.
Big chin.
Banger.
Well, listen,
No Limit.
I'm happy with No Carolina.
No.
Shaman, Ebenezer Good.
I reckon that would have been a little bit earlier.
Yeah, a bit earlier. Maybe on 23.
Do you know, I think we're having this whole conversation and I'm pretty sure we didn't press record whilst Albert and I were singing the song.
At the very start, we just missed singing a song.
So if this
I didn't know we were recording at all, to be honest.
If this does make the edit and we're having a chat about a song that no one's heard us sing, I reckon that's even better.
Well, we'll just have to play it out at the end. Hang on, this is probably at the end, isn't it?
If it goes on, I'm sure it will.
Stick this in the file what I call unused liquid gold.
End of season party bangers.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates are round. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.